today's why is actually a bit more complicated. Okay, so just to start off, I haven't been in a lot of relationships, but I guess you could say that I've been in enough to have an opinion on this. So today's why is why you should or shouldn't go to bed angry. So honestly, I also don't know what the correct saying is. Like, I know people always say, don't go to bed angry. But is it really correct? But for me, I really used to believe that you really shouldn't go to bed angry. First, it just prolongs the fight. Second, you know, it's such an ugly fucking feeling to just wake up and feel so emotionally and physically tired. Like, I've been there a few times and it's honestly something I never want to get back to. So I guess I would lean more towards why you should. Because I feel like even though there are a lot of cons to going to bed angry, it's also that you don't force yourself to think about how you could solve it. Because when you're in the middle of a fight, you're always going to have opinions that are irrational, or you're always going to say things that you don't actually mean. So it's also a matter of how well you communicate with your partner, because if you know that it's something that isn't workable or solvable in one single night, then it's okay, just let yourself go to bed angry and think about it tomorrow. But I think the bad thing about going to bed angry, so okay, I'm sorry if I'm constantly switching opinions, but I genuinely don't know what my stance is on this, so I'm just trying to dissect them one by one. So I think the bad thing about going to bed angry is that there are a lot of things that can happen in one night. Like, of course, when you decide to just stop talking first and just go to bed and talk about it tomorrow, you don't immediately fall asleep. You still have this time period where you're just awake in bed and thinking about what the fuck is happening. Like, how the fuck can we get through this? And within that time period, so much can happen. It's either you can decide to just break up with this person, or that person just decides to break up with you, or it's like a constant night of thinking that leads you nowhere. And yeah, it could really be the end of your relationship. Like, I've been there, I've done that, and though it doesn't apply to every relationship, it could definitely happen, is what I'm saying. But although I really did believe that you shouldn't go to bed angry, because I think that the day that comes after the fight isn't really as much different as the night before. Although you're more clear-headed and you're a bit well-rested, there's still a factor that's going to be so prominent in your head. Like, there's a reason why you're fighting, and that reason doesn't just go away. There's always going to be two sides of the story, and both of you are going to always stick to your own side of the story until someone actually cares to just break it up. Like, just try to forgive you, or you try to forgive them. But it doesn't always work that way, and I think we all know that. Come on, we've all fought with our partners, or if you haven't had a partner, then with a friend or with a family member. And yeah, I think we all have this thing inside of us that we always get so angry because we care so much. And it's always so common, like breaking of trust, lying, stuff like that, miscommunication. And when it comes to that, the only reason that we're always so like stuck in where we are is because we never really try to just open ourselves. Like, when we're angry, we always try to stick to the ideology we have in our heads. I know some people do. Like, they have the capability to just rationalize everything. But I know majority doesn't, because even I can't do that. Like, in the middle of a fight, you expect me to rationalize something. I'm just not that kind of person. That's why I think I have such an opinion on this topic. Because although going to bed angry does work for some problems, just imagine a scenario where this fight could lead you to a breakup. Would you go to bed angry? Because personally, I wouldn't. But if my partner does, it's not like I can do anything about it, you know? Like, I'm not going to force them to just stay up and keep fighting with me or arguing with me, just constantly trying to understand each other. But when your head is clouded with anger, it's just really hard to see what the right thing to do is. And it's always after the fight that you think about, like, hey, I should have done this, or I shouldn't have said this. And, you know, I always have that moment of reflection. And honestly, I don't like the feeling of knowing that it was right in front of my face and yet I couldn't do it. It's always like a constant punch in the face. Thinking like, Kenzie, this is what you should have done. This is what you shouldn't have done. And, you know, at the time, I just can't think straight. I always get ahead. I mean, my feelings always get ahead. And, you know, it's like post-relationship, you're thinking, oh, I remember this fight with this person, with my ex. And it sucks. Because you know that it shouldn't have happened. But it's also like a battle with yourself. Why would you have to think about it when it's over, right? But going back, so going to bed angry, why? Why would you do that? I don't know. It's just when you're thinking about just generally going to bed angry, it sucks. It's not a good feeling. Like, we all know that. It's not. That's why people always say, don't go to bed angry. Because the general assumption is that you just shouldn't do it because it fucking sucks. But when you rationalize it, there is a reason why people go to bed angry. And it's not always bad. And honestly, this topic was just like, it just came to me while I was watching a drama where the couple was fighting and the main character's dad was like, don't go to bed angry, don't be stubborn. And it made me think, like, it's good advice, but not all the time, I guess. Like, there are definitely situations where you would have to be more mature than you are, than what you're capable of. But I don't know. Honestly, if it's a small fight, don't go to bed angry. But if it is, and you know that it could lead to the end of your relationship, just go to bed angry. It's difficult to just try to think about, what am I supposed to do? Because when you're in the middle of the fight, it's always like, if we don't talk about this now, we're not going to talk about it ever. And there's also this adrenaline, like when you're mad, you tend to say things that you usually wouldn't say when you're not angry. Like, there's always this boost of confidence. But the thing about the boost of confidence with anger is that it comes with spite. And I think that's where it goes wrong. Like, although you're being honest, your honesty could be worded better or could be said better. Or there's this feeling like you're always going to bring back the mistakes from before. And that's also one of the reasons why I agree with going to bed angry. Because the longer that you prolong the fight, the more that there are things that are going to be put into the fight that's not really necessary or relevant to what's actually happening. You know, people will always hold grudges. Even though they say, oh, I'm not a grudge holder, I think everyone is at some point. That's why going to bed angry isn't such a bad decision, because you could limit to the topic of why you're fighting. You don't have to just throw issues that were solved in the past or were, you know, just left behind. And yeah, I think that's the general thing about relationships, that you can never really tell what you're supposed to do when you're in it. Like, you could have been in 1,000 relationships, and yet every single one is going to be new. It's always going to be different. I think that's why there's no true answer if you should or shouldn't go to bed angry, because people communicate differently. Even you, when you're in a relationship with person A, you're going to communicate different when you're with person B. Because I think we all adjust to certain people, and likewise, like vice versa, because that's just how relationships work. You're adjusting even when you don't know you're adjusting. And going to bed angry isn't always going to work, but it's not always a bad idea. But yeah, this was a mess, but honestly, I just needed to get it out there, because I feel like we're always stuck on the idea that going to bed angry is bad, we shouldn't do it. But it's not always the case. Like, we could have situations wherein that's what helped us, or that's what fixed it. But I don't know, I just don't think we should cage relationship advice into just one box, because every person is different with every other single person, and that's okay. We shouldn't have to know if it's correct or incorrect to go to bed angry. Because I think people always try to find reason in everything. Like, there should only be one correct answer. Which I get it, because in school, that's kind of what we're taught. Like, we can only have one single final answer. Because if you answer something else, then you're wrong. But I don't think we should adapt that mindset to life. Because life is always going to be different. What worked for someone else might not work for you. And what worked for you might not work for someone else. And that's okay. We're all different. You don't have to figure out if it's correct to go to bed angry. You don't have to figure out if you shouldn't go to bed angry. Because it's always going to be different. And I think that's something that people always forget. Different isn't wrong. Different is actually the thing that makes us sane. Like, imagine if we were all just the same. Then what's the fun in that? If your past relationship is the exact same thing as your new relationship, why would you go into that again, right? But yeah. So, just food for thought. Just go to bed angry. Or just don't go to bed angry. Just do whatever you want. You know, it's fine. You don't always have to rationalize it. But yeah, that's very bad advice, actually. I apologize for this episode. But on that note, you know my why, and now you know my because.